Bava Kamma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 3:11, the last of the Perek. And here we talk about various scenarios, how the Bezim would rule if we have a Safek. We're not sure exactly what happened, and we have an issue of a Karen damage. So the Mishnah says, Shor Shahaya Rodef Achar Shor Acher. You have two bulls, let's say Bull A and Bull B, and Bull A chases Bull B off into the distance. Now, we don't see exactly what happens, but when we go out there to see what has happened, V'huzak, we discover that Bull B is injured. But while we might have a suspicion A did it, we can't be sure. Ze omer shorcha hizik. So the owner of Bull B says, your cow injured mine. Ze omer loki. And Mr. the owner of Bull A says, I don't know about that, not necessarily. Ela beselalaka. It was injured by a rock, or maybe it was injured by a rock. We don't know. So then the rule is, and this rule will govern so much of Nazikin, Hamotzi Machavero Alav Haraya. The person who's attempting to try to get money out of his friend, meaning in this case B, who's claiming that A owes him money, the burden of proof is on Mr. B. It's upon him to bring the proof in the Bezin, which would be witnesses ostensibly, that indeed it was Mr. A's bull that caused the damage to Mr. B. And without that Raya, without that proof, so there's no way for Mr. B to force Mr. A to pay him. Period. Now, this is true even if Mr. B is claiming with certainty what's called the Tainas Bari. He says, I'm certain. I saw with my own eyes. I know for a fact that your cow, your bull injured my bull. And Mr. A is saying only a Tainas Shema, meaning he's saying, I just don't know. I'm not convinced. Maybe you're lying. So even in that scenario where Mr. B is saying, I know for a fact, still, it doesn't matter. He can't force Mr. A to pay. He can't force anything at all. Now, Midoraisa, that would be the end of the story, because in a court, Midoraisa, there are three ways that you could force a person to take a shvua, to swear under oath he doesn't owe you money, which is what's called modu b'miktzas, a partial admission, or eid echad, if there were one witness, that's all, but not two, or in a issue of Shavuos HaShomrim, something else about, you know, custodianship. In any case, we're at a dead end over here. However, there is a din derabanan called Shavuos Heset, which says that in the event that Mr. B is claiming Mr. A owes him money, and his claim is with certainty, he's saying, I'm 100% sure you owe me money, and Mr. A denies it, so then Mr. B can at least force Mr. A to take a Shavuah to swear he doesn't owe the money. Okay, so that could force the issue. Next is the Mishnah. Hayushnaim rodfim achar echad. You have two separate bulls, and they're chasing after a third. So one and two chase after three. And then afterwards you see that bull number three is injured. And so now the owner of three goes back to the owner of one and the owner of two and says, you guys got to pay me. But ze omer shorcha hizik. But Mr. the owner of bull number one says, listen, get your money from Mr. 2. He's the one who caused the damage, for all I know. V'ze omer shorcha hizik. And Mr. 2 says, who says? Maybe he's your cow. Either it doesn't matter if he says maybe it was your cow, certainly it was your cow, it doesn't matter. The point is, each one can deflect liability. Shneim paturim. So therefore, both will be exempt, because again, the owner of the damaged cow can't get paid unless he can bring a raya, proof in a bezin, that he's owed the money from whomever owes it. Imhayu shneim shel ish echad. Now, if there were two cows and they both are owned by the same owner, and we know that one of the two cows caused the damage to the third cow, so then says the Mishnah, Shnehen Chayavin. So then they're both liable. Now, this needs some explanation. Without reading the words, I'll explain the din. The din is that we said, we're talking about a case of Karen here, and we're talking about a Tam. A Tam, again, is Mishal Magufo. He pays from the, like, the liability is limited to the actual animal which caused the damage in the first place. So that means that since we don't know which animal caused the damage, it's sort of at the discretion of the mazik which animal he's going to identify as being the source of the damage, because we don't know. So he knows one of these cows that he owns did cause damage, but he doesn't know which one. So they're both like on the hook, but in a way it's kind of like the lesser of the two, meaning it's sort of like, you know, when you go to a store and you get like buy one, get one free. So the one that's free, of course, is always the more expensive one. Yet the one you have to buy, excuse me, the less expensive one, the one you have to buy is the more expensive one. So kind of like that, they're both on the hook, but obviously the person who is the mazik who has to pay will say that the ability to collect is limited to the lesser of the two. And if, let's say, the quote-unquote lesser of the two is one that's he's disappeared, he's died, he's off the scene, so then the mazik, the owner of the cow, will say, listen, I'm sorry your cow got damaged, but my liability is limited to the other cow, and the other cow isn't here anymore, it's dead or it's lost, so therefore, I'm sorry, you can't get paid. And then, indeed, he will not get paid. Says the Mishnah further, Im hayu shnehen shel ish echad, excuse me, im echad gadol v'echad katan. Now let's say the owner, who's the mazik, has two cows. One of them caused damage. We don't know which one, but we do know that one of the two cows is worth more and one is worth less. And of course, it's in the interest of the nizak to claim from the cow that's worth more, because his ability to be reimbursed is capped to the value of the whichever animal did the damage. So hanizik omer gadol hizik. So the victim, the owner of the dead cow, says it was the more expensive cow which caused the damage. V'hamazik omer loki, and the person who owns those cows says, no, I don't know about that. Elakatan hizik, I claim that it was the lesser of the two that injured you, and therefore I'm not going to pay you from the bigger of the two. And similarly, if the same kind of case, echad tam ve'echad muad, the mazik has two cows, one is a muad, which would play, you know, unlimited full damages without any cap, whereas the tam would only pay chatzi nezik and a megufo. Hanizik omer muad hizik, and the victim claims that it was the muad cow that caused the damage. V'mazik omer loki, the mazik says, I don't know about that, not necessarily. Ela tam hizik, I claim it was the tam that caused the damage. Again, the nizak will get not paid anything more than he's able to prove. Now, let me just speak this out for a minute, and this will apply to the next case as well. If the nizak, the damage party, says, listen, one of your cows caused me damage, I'm not sure which one it was, but you owe me, you know, at least as much value as the lesser cow, if it's a tom, so then, yes, of course, he'll get paid, assuming that the mazik admits that one of his cows caused damage. So they have to get paid like the lesser of the two. If there's a claim that the nizak says with certainty, I know it was the more valuable cow, and the mazik denies that, and he even admits that he says, no, I claim it was the less valuable cow. So now we have essentially a full denial. We actually have something that in halacha is the equivalent, says the Gemara, of tano chitin v'hodo b'sa'orim. If one claims, you know, that you owe me wheat, and the defendant says, no, what I owe you is barley. So again, what that means essentially is, I totally deny your claim about the wheat. He'll be putter. So same here too. The nizik is saying, you owe me from your bigger animal. And he says, no, I totally deny that. No such claim. There's just the smaller animal. So then again, midoraisa, he'll be totally, it's like a full denial. And motim chaver levaraya, if the nizik is claimed with certainty it was the big one, and the mazik says, no, it was the smaller one, then there essentially will be no payment made at all without a raya. Although again, midorabanan, since it's like a full denial, so we have this rule of shvuas heset, it's a din derabanan, when a person makes a full denial, he at least has to swear rabbinically that he doesn't owe the money, so that could force the issue. But if the nizik takes the oath that he doesn't owe him anything from the big cow, he won't pay anything at all. Okay, the last case is really kind of like the last two, which is a variation. Here you have essentially two cows damaging two cows. So the nizik has would prefer that if the cows are a different value, he wants, let's say he has two cows that one's worth 1,000, one's worth 100, and let's say the mazik has two cows, one's worth 1,000, one's worth 100, and the mazik's cows go and attack the nizik's cows. So it's in the nizik's interest that his more expensive cow was damaged by the mazik's more expensive cow because of the limitation of liability. So what happens if they claim, the mazik claims the way it played out was in his benefit, meaning that his lesser cow injured Mr. B's more valuable cow and vice versa, whereas the nizik claims it's what's happened in his interest, which is he claims that the more valuable cow injured his more valuable cow. So same kind of principles would apply here. The Mishnah is inside. Hayu nizokin shnayim. There are two injured cows. Echa gadol ve'echa katan. And one's worth more than the other. V'hamazikin shnayim. And there are also two cows that did the injuring. Echa gadol ve'echa katan. One's worth more than the other. Hanizik Omer Gadol Hizik Esa Gadol Vagatan Esa Katan. And the damaged party, the Nizik, says, listen, the more valuable cow damaged my more valuable cow, and the less valuable cow damaged the less one. Umazik Omer, but the owner of the cows that caused the damage says, low key, no, I reject that. Ela Katan Esa Gadol Vagatal Esa Katan. My lesser valuable integer more valuable, and my more valuable integer less valuable. Let me just do some numbers to see if that works. Let's just say, like I said before, if the A has a cow worth 1,000 and 100, and B has a cow worth 1,000 and 100, and they two cows kill other two cows, and the carcass is worth nothing, so then B's total loss is 1,100, right? 1,000 plus 100. He's supposed to get chatzi nezek, half of 1,100 is 550. Now, if the big cow attacked the big cow, so since the dead big cow was worth 1,000, chatzin ezek is 500, he can get paid in full, the full 500, because the damaging cow is worth 1,000. And similarly, if the dead cow that was worth 100 is now worth 0, so chatzin ezek is 50. So he can also get paid 50 from the lesser cow, which is worth 100. So he gets a total of 500 plus 50 is 550. But if the cow that injured the 1,000 and killed the $1,000 cow was worth 100, so then, although his damage is 1,000, the chatzin ezek should be 500, since the mazik's liability is limited to the value of his cow, which is worth 100, even though the nizik could get paid 500 in theory, in practice he gets only 100, just the cow. So he gets 100 for his big cow, he'll get 50 for the death of his small cow worth 100, so instead of getting 550, he gets 150. So that's bad news. That's why he doesn't want that to happen. And similarly, if instead of it's two cows, one worth one worth less, it's if what happens if one is a mu'ud and one is a tam? The Mishnah says, echad tam ve'echad mu'ud. If the mazik's two cows, one was a tam, meaning that pays chatzi nezek, only half the damage and limited to the value of the cow, and echad mu'ud, the other one pays unlimited damages, full damages. Hanizik omer mu'ud hizik, esa gadol v'tam esa katan. The nizik who lost two cows wants to claim that it was the mu'ud that hurt his more expensive cow and the tam that hurt his less expensive cow. V'mazik omer lo-ki, but the mazik rejects that. Ela tam esa gadol mu'ud esa katan. He claims, nope, it was the other way around. The tam's injured your more valuable one, and the mu'ud did the less valuable one. Again, hamotzu mechaver ala baraya. The mazik can't be forced to pay anything without a proof, and midoraisa, that'll be a dead end for the poor nizak, even if he's claiming tainus bari. But like I said, if it's a bari claim, at least the nizak can force the mazik to take a shvuah, shvuah's hesed midorabanan.